Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener for another overcast day. It's just kind of like that in wintertime around here. It seems like we've had, and we're still in some areas in a drought, but we've had rain kind of here and there. We're getting more next week or more tomorrow, actually. But that's okay. That's all right. Our plants are looking good. A lot of things blooming. Mark Bumgardner is with us. He is a Army Lieutenant Colonel, retired Ranger, airborne, and Orange County. I don't know how many years now Orange County Extension Agent.
About seven now.
Seven. Okay.
Yeah, it keeps getting longer and longer.
And you've been on the show most of that time, of those years.
So yeah, we're thankful. Coming on.
I appreciate it. We are so thankful to have you. And Brother Rufus is with us. You are a Iron Man.
You mean I need to take some more iron?
You might need to take some more iron. I don't know what your doctor says, but you...
Well, we're doing much better today,
You had a little pneumonia.
Michael. Yeah, we were in the depths of... What do you call it, the rattle man, when you got pneumonia? I would talk and rattle and walk and rattle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're much better. We feel much better.
The older I get, the more I rattle anyway.
we feel much better. Those doctors know what they're doing when they give you those horse pills about the size of a hickory nut. take two today and three tomorrow.
Oh, Buckeye.
Yeah. So we're better.
Well, I am thankful.
You know, I don't think, Michael, I've ever missed in my 18 years. I don't believe I've missed an entire show.
You've called us from
one way or another, from hospitals,
from wherever,
from Canada, from Boone, from here
I remember you talking when you were heading to a funeral.
Yeah. From Canada.
And I said, this is not mine either.
Yeah, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Well, it's good to be back.
We're glad.
A lot of people during the week said, hope you're better.
Yeah.
It shows a few people do listen.
Yeah, a few people do.
We've got a great listenership out there. I'm just amazed at the people that come up.
Yeah, we got the Chitlin Club. You were pretty sick. I could tell you didn't feel very good, but you did a great job.
Yeah, but you eat a couple of Chitlins, you can get
really
revived.
That's it. It's invigorating.
Yeah.
But so are the people. I mean, the people that listen to this show.
We had a good crop this year.
Who we had.
Amazing crop of folks that the new initiates, the Colonel of the Highway Patrol.
But it's very hard to get in, and we have instituted a 10-page application now just to be considered. And that's pretty crafty of the CIA to come up with that. But, you know, there are a lot of,
gotta
a lot of background checks.
Got to weed out the trash and the people that...
Yeah.
There
could be some trash in there.
Well, we come close to trash to some of the folks, but... We weed out the snobbery. We don't want snobs.
Yeah, well, it's a different kind of trash.
We don't want elites. We don't want people that look down their nose at folks that work with their hands.
And if you are elite, you'll wish you never had.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's so true. Now, we're getting Mart excited here. He's going to want to make a 10-page application.
That's right. Where can I get one?
Before long.
Well, that's Michael's another application process.
Oh,
Michael's working on it.
Yeah.
And our dear friend... Don Vaughn, I hope he'll call in sometime today.
I do, too. Gentleman. He is a wonderful man,
yes.
And a good sport.
He took part in the club goings on this last week and took it like a man. And I'm not going to go any further because we might...
He didn't cry and squeal when I was reprimanded.
We're not going to divulge too much about the goings on. But what a great citizen!
Absolutely.
Maybe he'll call in today.
I don't know. He may be he may be done with us. Great judge, professor of law at Wake Forest University, former state senator.
Oh yes. Of course, we had a good prosecutor, non-lawyer prosecutor, Mike Rayleigh.
Well, I played my part.
He prosecuted a case before the CIA.
Oh,
that's right.
The Chitlin Investigative Agency.
Yeah. How did I do?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Okay. I want to make sure I was in character, Perry Mason-like.
You and Big John really put it on. Oh, man.
Big John hit his marks and everything.
And what a great meal, too, at
Pam's. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I saw people, I don't know how they kept all of that on their plate between the buffet and the table. They had so much piled up.
So, I know.
Yeah.
She's a great host.
Yes.
Hostess.
People eating waffles and pancakes and eggs right now at Pam's restaurant. I hope JC's there. He loves that place so much. They have a stand-up of JC Knowles at Pam's restaurant. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
There is a stand-up. It's a caricature stand-up of JC with his top hat and everything on.
Oh, I'd love to see that. You know, I've got one in the office with me holding a chair wine.
I have one for some reason.
you've got one. I've forgotten what's on yours. I've got a chair.
It's just me, and I'm holding a shovel.
Pitchfork or a shovel or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Mark saw it for the first time. That was out of the fairgrounds. Out of the fairgrounds, yeah. So, that was kind of
Well, the question is, what's blooming?
Yeah, I have seen the Okami cherries. Last week I saw the Okami cherries. Just all of a sudden, they popped out. And they are the prettiest cherry to me in a lot of ways because they have
I've not seen one. Where did you
well,
see
Well, there's some out Raleigh Orthopedics, Wake Orthopedics out toward the fairgrounds, Edwards Mill.
Oh, wow. I'll have to
There's
head.
Some there.
Yes,
there,
yes.
There are some at Crabtree Valley.
Right.
They used to, I don't know if Cameron Village used to have them all over the place. They are all lining the streets.
Yeah, the Prunus mumae are also in bloom.
They've been blooming a long time. Rufus is still blooming.
Had one a month at least.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, ours at the office last week when I was there, they were just starting to open up, and then it just was a flash. I looked at them again Friday, and they were fully open. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
One of my neighbors has a star magnolia, and it is big as a maple tree.
It's
not shaped like that, but it is blooming like it has for 2 weeks.
A star magnolia, that is unusual to be blooming now.
Yeah, it is. It is. And spirea, baby's best breath.
I haven't seen spirea. I have had forsythia blooming all winter. Bits and pieces. It's blooming this morning. It's crazy.
That is crazy. It's too early.
And the Daphne is a few blooms have popped out on mine.
Well, I'm just, I keep telling people when to put down pre-emergent is wait till the forsythia are out. But if around your house, it sounds like the temperature is probably
a good time to put it out.
Right, exactly.
But, if you're riding along the Beltline right now, there is winter jasmine blooming. It's yellow flowers and kind of green stems, flowing stems, weeping stems.
Oh, look at that. That's crazy. Look at that.
Yeah, which variety? That's one of the older varieties, isn't it, Rufus?
That's the Prunus mumae, yeah.
Peggy Clark, I think. Yeah. And there are varieties. I know Nelsa used to, I don't know if she really specialized in them, but she used to have a lot of different Prunus mume, and there were some that had just the most incredible fragrance, spicy, cinnamony fragrance.
Mm-hmm. Some, now, this one is a very pinkish.
Yeah.
Do they come in white? Do you know, Mike?
I think they do come in white and a much darker pink.
Mm.
One I had was a darker pink. And all mostly Japanese names, but the Peggy Clark is one of the first varieties that
but
I know of.
Edgeworthy is also in bloom.
I've got one.
Yeah. The fragrance is beautiful.
Not full yet.
No,
that
not
is,
100%.
That's kind of like Daphne. It sits there and sits there and sits there.
Stares at you.
Yeah, forever.
But it's gorgeous.
Before
I've got
it,
one
blooms.
In the house. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Let's see. I don't know. Well, of course, the bulbs are coming up of all kinds.
Yeah. And, of course,
camellias. You were showing me, you sent me some photos.
I haven't seen any tulips yet. Have you seen any tulips?
I haven't seen any tulips.
Pythison or
nothing. Like I've got crocus, of course.
Are they blooming?
Crocus blooming.
Okay.
Daffodils, a certain kind blooming. I've got something else I'm trying. I can't quite think of it that it was blooming. Honeysuckle. You mentioned that, didn't you, Mike? Yeah.
I mentioned jasmine.
I've got honeysuckle blooming.
Yeah,
blooming.
Well, tree.
Well, this is
honeysuckle.
Okay. Well, I've got a honeysuckle, but it's just breaking bud right now. I mean, I've seen the first leaves on it.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any blooms.
Yeah, this has a trunk on it, Mark.
Yeah, this is a winter honeysuckle, and it's kind of a shrub. It can get pretty large and has tiny little white flowers.
I see. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, it looks it looks just like honeysuckle.
Yeah.
But been blooming for about 3 weeks.
Wow.
Winter honeysuckle, I call it. And you call it
something else. It is winter honeysuckle.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I call it. But there's winter jasmine, winter honeysuckle, winter sweet. My winter sweet is still blooming. And it is bloom prolifically this year. I thought I thought it had bloomed out. It must have double blooms or something because some killed off and there are others coming back. You know, kind of like camellias and some other shrubs and plants.
Well, we'll start seeing hydrangeas in another couple weeks, I think. I've been watching some buds on the
good
hydrangeas.
Gracious.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's just microclimates and where you got them planted.
Are you talking about you're talking about leafing out?
Yeah, well yes, they are leafing out.
Yeah, okay. Because it'll be a while, I guess, before they bloom. There's so many varieties and they bloom at so many different times now. And we are in a different. I mean, we're
different
in 8A, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Instead of 7B.
So I think we're going to be able to see a lot more plants that would normally. But remember when we were out at Campbell's? Was it?
Boy, do I remember that! What a day! I mean, and Phil's going to call us this morning. We'll talk more about it.
But
coming up,
Avent was on the radio and he was talking
Tony
about
Avent,
talking about how it's this cold weather. The cold weather was going to affect the plants and so forth. Because they'd already hit their chilling hours, and so now everything's going to pop open because of the warmth. And then if we get a really hard freeze, then we're going to lose a lot of stuff.
All right. Ooh. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's something that the peach people worry about every year too, as we get into late winter, in March. All right. More on the Weekend Gardener coming back. I think it's 8:20. We're back on WPTF at 8:25. Now, off the air, what we were talking about, what Rufus says, I've always wanted to drive a bulldozer. Yeah, J.E. Womble was talking about a bobcat. Have you driven a bobcat?
I have.
Okay.
But
you want to move up to a bulldozer.
Yeah. I've done a backhoe, and I've had an 18-wheeler.
Now, all of this safely?
Safely, but under strict supervision. But isn't that funny how I always wanted to drive a bulldozer?
And you never got a chance at all the power you've had.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of power, Mart, were you in a tank division?
I was in the 1st Armor Division, yes. And
so you've driven a tank?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah.
Oh.
That's a lot of fun.
They had a bulldozer.
That's really fun. Yep. But a lot of power to it. It's just so quiet. It's just it's
so amazing. How do you see out of the thing?
Well, it's easy to see when you're not buttoned up. When you're buttoned up, you know, your head's popped out, you can see, and the turret can go over the top of you.
Right.
But when you're buttoned up, you have these vision blocks.
So you're like a periscope or something?
That's right. It's like a periscope, real heavy vision block. And then at night, you've got night vision that you take the vision block out and you put up a night vision block so that it's... infrared, yeah.
Wow.
Amazing what we do to kill one another.
Well, that sounds like something you could kill yourself pretty easy, run into something.
That's right.
Wow, okay, or turn over. Flip those things over. Right?
Yeah, but they will climb, they will go on some... I mean, if you've ever seen a place where a bulldozer has done some work on a steep bank,
yeah,
a tank will do the same thing. It'll ride sideways, it'll go up and down. It can turn over, but it's got such a low center of gravity
that
it's pretty safe.
Pretty cool. Okay.
Well, but I have thrown the track to the inside, both tracks at the same time on the inside. Oh my gosh, what a mess!
You threw a track.
Yeah, that's tough. That's where the track actually comes off, and it goes to the inside underneath the tank, and so you usually have to have a recovery vehicle to help you break track and then put it back together, walk it back on.
Hmm.
Yep.
What kind of wrecker comes out for that?
it's a tank retriever, yeah.
Boy, what have you done?
Did you get reprimanded on that one?
No, I did not on that one.
Oh, bye. All right. Well, we go from things blooming to tanks and bulldozers and bobcats, but that's kind of the way it works.
Well, the chief of police here one time, if you recall, in Raleigh, named Tank Heideman. He was a tank man.
Oh yeah, former congressman.
Yeah, and then prior to that was named Tank Heideman.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was Attorney General, they asked the SBI to investigate him, and I found out that was his nickname. And one time after he became chief, I said, Tank Heideman, how you doing? He said, where'd you hear that?
He was quite a character.
I said, the shadow knows.
He was quite a character. We got about a minute. What's going on at the Extension Service?
Oh, I have to tell you, I've got one of my master gardeners talk to me about the weather, and it's going to rain, and he said, no, I've got this weather station at my house, and I'm able to track the soil moisture, soil temperature, UV, and everything else. And he said, I said, man, I'd love to have something like that. I said, at one point we were trying to get the climatology office from NC State to put up a weather station in Hillsboro. And it was just so costly that we couldn't do it. And he said, hey, listen, you can get these pretty reliable weather stations. And he said, I'll donate one. And so we've got a weather station at our office.
Oh, that is so cool.
It really is. And so one of the things that he did is he put soil moisture on. We've got a slope garden. That's a demonstration garden. He put a soil probe, moisture probe at the top and at the bottom, and there's a 20% difference in soil moisture from the top of the hill to the bottom. Can you believe that?
Yeah, water runs downhill.
Yeah, it does.
More of the weekend, as does this show. More, more coming up on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Mark Bumgardner, extension agent in Orange County, Brother Rufus. Went out to take a call. It's always cutting deals. So, 919-860-9783. Phil Campbell is going to call us at some point this morning. Whenever she has time, we'll talk about what's happening out there and about pansies and a lot of other things. Talk about that wonderful celebration we had a couple of weeks ago at Campbell Road Nursery. Boy, time does fly. It's been 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mart, you were talking about weather station. What else you got going on out there? You don't have a master gardener.
We have a master naturalist program that we're
we've had master naturalists.
Yes, yes, that's something that we are piloting. This year is our first year. They did one in Chatham County, Chatham and Durham County partnered up and did one last year. But the class actually runs for a year, so it's one Saturday every month for 12 months. And the students actually do what's called an impact project. They partner up with a private company, it's a 501c3, and they partner with them and do some kind of an impact project. For example, pick up litter or mark trails or go and do a tree survey or remove invasives. They put together information about how HOAs can get rid of invasives and what plant lists that you should put in when they're replacing plants. So the Master Naturalist program, it's really good. We've had one class so far. We've got one coming up this month and one next month. And so it's just a lot of fun. And I have 55 students, which is a lot. But they're all really enjoying the program. So that's fantastic. Where the county as a whole has a tree giveaway, which is really interesting. Cary, we're kind of using Cary, their tree program, where they gave away free trees to homeowners. Ours, we're just getting started, so we have 100 trees that we're giving away, and people just need to register. It's kind of a lottery system. I'm not 100% sure, but that's going to be the 15th of March is coming up, where we're giving those trees away. So a lot of fun, a lot of stuff going on. Our demonstration gardens are looking phenomenal. They're starting to pop out, and we've had some work days where the master gardeners have come out and done a lot of weeding, and we've got plans to go out and do some mulching, and got a lot of work coming up, and the gardens are really starting to look nice and fill out. So I'm hoping to put in a meadow garden pretty soon. So I'm kind of negotiating that with one of my master gardeners who's a kind
wild,
of...
Wildflowers?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's something that's been on Rufus's mind for a while.
Yeah, I planted some last fall.
Okay.
And they lasted through the winter, and so I'm waiting to see what's happened. Well, a wildflower mixture I got that Phil got for me at Watt Quarles.
Yes, Watt Quarles. Yes. I love their seeds. But the plan that, of course, you know, I've got the prescribed burn going on. We're in the window right now, and we were donated a burn trailer. So what does that mean is instead of having to borrow the equipment that we need to do a prescribed burn, we have our own trailer and we just pull it out there when we need it. And we've got all the equipment on the back to be able to use to burn. So we've already exceeded our burn, number of acres this year. We had a burn, last week. We actually had two burns. We burned, at the Eno River, burned 7 acres there. Mm-hmm. And then we burned another 6 acres in Mebane last week. So our totals to date for this burn season is 31 acres. And I'm hoping to get we have another 25 acres, I think, left to burn at least during the season or more. My goal is actually 100 acres, to burn at least 100 acres. So we'll see if we can meet that objective.
But in meadow? We're going to try meadow and all of it?
Well, what I want to do is I want to burn the area and scorch it where I want to put this meadow in. And then till it and then, smother it again and then plant it, replant
it. That's Mart's scorched earth policy.
Yes, it is.
And when are you going to burn the trailer?
Yeah,
don't burn the trailer.
No.
What's that?
What I did, I scratched up my ground a little bit, just threw some seeds out, and then went around and just threw a little tiny bit of dirt on top, and these seeds just came up like crazy and lasted through the winter. Now, they're not but about an inch tall.
Yep, mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to see what they are, and I'm going to reseed some this spring, because when we have a little garden event at home, I want that to be for you to say, oh, look at his wild garden, wildflower garden.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping to have about three tiller widths wide and probably 100 feet long so that you can see it as you come down Highway 70 and you can look up on the hill and see all these beautiful flowers and say, wow.
Yeah.
You know,
highway folks do a great job of that.
We did a remote last spring maybe in Johnston County, Handpeg Nursery. And do you remember the wildflower field that we saw?
Beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah, near not too far from Benson. Yeah.
Unusual place.
Yeah. All right, 919-860-9783. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. It's 8:39. We're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Mark Bumgardner, the extension agent in Orange County. So you have been out in the yard too much lately.
Not as much as usual.
Yeah,
but I did take a little walk around this morning and just love those camellias coming along. And I sent you a copy of our picture of the Professor Sargent, and I'm like you. I'm trying to determine if that's my favorite or not. Of all the camellias, both Sasanqua and Japonica, but it's just a perfect, it reminds me of a white sport coat and a pink carnation.
Right.
It reminds me of a carnation. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And just pure dark red.
Yeah.
I don't know how you beat it.
Yeah. I don't either, but you know the white by the gate,
yes,
is pretty.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I sent a copy of that. It's not quite by the gate, but it's blooming pretty now.
Well, most of us don't have a gate, so you do have a gate.
Oh,
so
yes,
it's in the proximity.
Goodness
of it, but there are just so many. Do you have one that? And of course, do you have one that has any fragrance, a camellia?
I have a one that has a alternating pink and white that has a little bit of a fragrance. I brought one in here, and Nelsa identified it, and I can't remember what it was, but has a slight fragrance. But I need to get one with specific fragrance. We're talking about camellias with fragrance, Bart. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Are you familiar with any of those?
I don't have a lot of camellias. I've got just an old-fashioned pink camellia.
Oh,
I don't think you're
not a camellia expert.
No, I'm certainly not.
But it's really something that they're all pretty.
Yes.
It really doesn't matter. So. Everybody should have one.
But I do think that there are some that are beautiful that are like, but the pollinators can't get into them. The bumblebees and stuff to get to that pollen.
What are you talking about?
Like the double blooms?
Yeah.
But the pollinators can't get into to pollen.
Well, that would be Professor Sargent we're talking about then.
Yeah.
It's the bloom is so double and tight then.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
Yeah, so obviously they're pollinated some way, so wind pollinated maybe?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, Michael said everybody ought to have one. I counted the other day. I'm up to about 84.
Good gracious.
One way or another.
Wow.
When you count out in the woods where I put them.
Yeah.
Now, Ann and I used to have, as we've mentioned before on the show, a little contest, and she always won because I think at one time she had close to 175 or 200.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
She did. And does.
Now, do you keep them low? I mean, do you prune them down?
Don't touch them.
Let them go.
I have to prune a couple coming in the gate because if you don't, they'll knock your car off the road.
Yeah, there's a lot of pruning ahead.
Michael has to dodge it with his new car.
Yeah. Well, I tell people, you know, in pruning that you can prune any time of the year if it's a safety issue and like that, you know, prune it where you have to.
Yeah, that is a good pruning rule. If it's safety and blocking your
vision or or your road, you can't get in. Yeah, you have to prune it out. Right now is a great time to be pruning blueberries. Blueberries and taking out old cane if you have blackberries.
That's right. A couple of weeks ago, Johnny Coley was involved. He called us to celebrate the Weekend Gardener 40th, but he was in Oxford with an extension professor, I believe.
Doing, Bill Klein.
Klein. Doing a pruning demonstration for a blueberry plot.
I remember, yes.
So, those are those pruning demonstrations are very popular.
They really are. A lot of people ask me, after we've had our workshops, said, "Hey, I missed it. Can you come out and help me prune my blueberries or my muscadines? Muscadines, it's time to prune those now. If you're not haven't done them yet, and get them up on the wire and do that. Get it ready."
So, now that's still back about 6 inches.
Well, what we tell people for muscadines is you want to prune all the way down to the cordon, three buds.
Okay.
The cordon. So you're talking usually about three inches.
Yeah.
And so, because the muscadines grow on new growth, and so you will be really surprised at how well a muscadine will produce if you prune it. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand that. Blueberries are the same way. You got to prune them. I was looking today that I've got three shrubs at the house where I'm going to have to take back really hard pruning on mine because I've got the old wood and I've got new wood coming up. So it's time to really cut back really hard this year. So I'll be pruning those probably in the next day or two when I get some time. It's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. Good gracious. So I'm not
planning. Yeah, supposed to rain in the morning. In fact, there's a chance of thunderstorms in the morning. And then a few days later, we have a good chance of snow. So
yeah, that's crazy.
All of the old wives' tales are popping up all over the place.
Yep. So Wednesday, Thursday, I think the last I saw in the weather station was we're expecting rain and snow on Wednesday, and then Thursday a light snow mix, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, the system is 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, and it's gonna
nobody
be
really knows.
It's gonna be.
It may all be all rain.
So I'll let you know what my weather station says.
Well, please do. Don't call me in the middle of the night, but let me know what it does. Those weather sensors, what are they saying about our soil temperatures and soil moisture?
Well, right now, I looked at it the other day. The soil temperature was about 44 degrees, and it depends on if it's the soil was in an area that has full sun or full shade, because we've got two sensors, one in the shade and one in the sun. And 44 degrees is full sun and about 38 in full shade. So that's where we stand in around our office. So anyway, I really enjoy watching the weather and seeing what's going on. Matter of fact, our county came to me and said, "Hey, they were intrigued by me talking about the weather station." And they said, "Well, maybe we can put in an air quality monitor." To tie that into the system. And so that's the one thing that Orange County does not have right now is an air quality monitoring system anywhere.
Oh, and interesting.
So if we can tie that in and do some demonstrations to show that. One of the things that one of my master gardener who came up with the idea and donated this system, he's also putting a computer, touchscreen computer, in the lobby of our building so that people can see what the real-time weather is
doing. What a nice
guy. He is. Oh, my gosh. He's very tech-savvy.
Yeah.
Very tech-savvy.
That helps. And certainly for the Master Gardener program.
Oh, absolutely. And the information.
There are all kinds of things you can do in Master Gardener program.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just grow plants.
That's correct. I mean, we always look for diversity with our Master Gardeners. When we're accepting applications, we're looking for people that can do web design and things like that. Because we're going to a world of high tech, high touch, and so to be able to, a lot of people learn differently, and so some of those is through computers, And so people that have those skills are always sought out. And so
nice. It's certainly amazing how much that program has changed
right
since Brother Irv Evans helped start it decades ago.
We just there's about about 10 counties that have an association. We just recently became a 501c3 with our organization so that we can go out and seek grants to be able to do more. And I think that we're just on the precipice of being able to do more for the community. Last year, we put in over 8,000 volunteer hours, and so it's monumental about what the trade-off for our value for added. I'll give you let me pull it up and do a quick math for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Master Gardener program is all about is learning and volunteering.
So the value of the work that was done was over $239,000. Value added to just for volunteering.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
As long as they don't give you and me a test.
I just worried about tests.
Yeah,
yeah. Life is a test.
Yes, it is.
Every day. So, I mean, I have to, the second I get up, I gotta
start
thinking about what I've got to do.
Oh, my.
All right. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Mark Bumgardner, who is an extension agent in Orange County.
Orange.
that's a beautiful historic county in North Carolina.
Certainly is.
All right, more coming up here on WPTF.